Hey everybody, what's going on? My name's Chris. This is the Toncast, the show where we ask a famous person 5 really silly questions, and that famous person answers. This week, however, we could not get a very famous person, so I'm here with very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thanks for having me on your show.
It's great to have you here. I would have preferred a famous person, but we got what we got. Welcome to the show! Welcome to the show!
You're a lot of energy.
Yes, that's right. I have a lot of energy. That's my whole thing. It's like energy. There's a morning show. So, are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yeah. What are they? You asked 5 dumb questions?
That's right. Normally, we ask them of celebrities because people find asking dumb questions to celebrities really amusing because they want to know about the celebrities because celebrities are so exciting, but we couldn't book a celebrity, so we got you. Great. All right, question number 1. What's the craziest place you've ever made out?
I guess it'd be back in high school. I started dating this girl named Sarah. Very beautiful young girl. I was an awkward boy, and she was a year older than me, so that was exciting, of course. And one day we went for a walk through the woods behind her high school, and we went to this field on the other side of this woods, and the field was situated in between our high school and a nearby mental institution, and we got a blanket, and we kind of laid out. We talked a little bit and started making out, and I was feeling like, you know, this might be it. This might be the day that I lose my, innocence. And just as things were starting to get really hot and heavy, guy came out of the field. Like, it was tall grass. He just appeared out of nowhere, and he had a gun, and he was dressed in red, you know, flannel, and he said, what are you guys doing out here? What are you doing? It's hunting season. You guys need to wear red if you're gonna be. I thought you were a deer. I almost shot you. And we were like, And he's like, just get out of here. Go back. Go home. Make out at home. And we're like, all right. That was really weird. And as we were picking up our blankets to get out of there, so we wouldn't get shot, this helicopter lands in the field, like, right next to us. And we're like, what? And this guy gets out, and he's like, oh, it's just some kids making out. You guys need to get out of here. We got an escaped mental patient. So that was, the craziest place I ever made out for sure.
Wow, what an interesting story. Thank you. That was such an interesting story. It was a little long-winded. This is a morning show, and people don't want to have to process that much information. So slow it down, okay? Just make it simpler next time. Okay, here's the next question. What's the dumbest thing you ever did at a holiday party?
Wow. Okay. I'll try to make it as brief as possible. I was at a party that my uncle was having. We had my dad's side of the family had a holiday party, usually the week before Christmas every year. And they, my aunts and uncles would rotate who had it, at their place. And my uncle Bill had it one year. And, there was, you know, a ton of people at this party, and a lot of them weren't family. They were friends. They're all really cool people. That's one thing I remember. They were all so funny and gregarious, and they joked around a lot, and I was having a good time. And I was getting over, I was in college, and I was home, you know, for the holiday from college, and I'd just gotten over mono. I was still actually getting over mono, and when you're on mono, you're not allowed to drink alcohol. And my other Uncle Kevin, who was there, when he had parties, he always had eggnog that he spiked. It was like his specialty. And I asked for an eggnog, and I got an eggnog. And it tasted funny to me. And we were all in this living room, and my dad was across the way from me. And there were all these people, and we were playing Trivial Pursuit, and everybody was having a good time. And then I had a sip of this eggnog, and it tasted weird. And I said, "Hey, Kevin, did you spike this eggnog or what?" And the whole room went completely silent, and I didn't quite understand why. And then I looked over at my dad, and he just mouthed the word "think" to me from across the room. And when he did that, I started thinking, and then I realized that all these people were from my uncle's AA group. And that's why I stopped the whole party. It was a dumb, insensitive thing to do. I felt stupid.
Okay, great. Again, long-winded. Could have been shorter, but it's great. That's great. And we're just trying to find out what's going on. What is going on with Todd Robert Anderson? All right, Todd. Number three. You ready? What's the dumbest thing you ever did at a funeral?
Oh, golly. I haven't done a lot of stupid things at a funeral. I would say the dumbest thing when I was a kid, my great aunt had passed away. It was actually, I think it was the first funeral I ever went to, and I had just started acting, and my aunt Peg was at the funeral, and she came up to me and she said, "Hi, Todd, I heard that you're a thespian." And I had never heard the word thespian before, so I looked confused and offended. And then she laughed and explained that a thespian was someone who acted, was an actor. And I thought it had meant something else because it sounded like something I wasn't. But I don't know why I thought that she would call me a lesbian given that I'm a boy, which is why I was confused. But I would say that's the dumbest thing.
Okay, great. That was great. Great story. You got a problem wrapping it up. You had a button, and you just kept rambling. Just find your button, stick with it, okay? All right, number four. What is the worst that you've ever looked? You couldn't leave your house. You looked so bad, and there was nothing you could do, and you wouldn't leave. What was that?
I guess that would have been in college. I brought a girl home from a bar who I went to college with, and we were tipsy. We did some heavy petting. But when I woke up in the morning, my entire neck, and when I say my entire neck, I'm not exaggerating. My entire neck was covered in hickeys. It was all black and blue. It was still warm outside. The winter hadn't come. For me to go to my classes with a turtleneck would have looked really strange. So I stayed inside. I can't believe how many hickeys were on my neck.
Okay, great. Hickeys. Gross. I wish I could have seen that. Anyway, last one. Here's your last question. Are you ready? This is the biggie.
Chris, go ahead. Chris.
All right. How many hours of porn do you watch every day?
I'm sorry?
I said, how many hours of porn do you watch every day? Just answer the question. How many hours?
I log about 6 or 7 hours of pornography every day.
Well, there it is. Very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. Thank you for tuning in to the Toncast. I hope your morning commute is great. And lots of love. This is Chris saying goodbye for the Toncast.